Hello. What are you? I don't think he speaks my language.
He's a diprotodon.
An ancient giant wombat.
An ancient giant wombat, okay. Walking through what is a precinct that's been converted for the World Science Festival. You never know quite what you're going to see. A couple of hundred school kids just walked through. There's the giant wombat that's roaming the place, big white tents. And then there is a larger than life-size sculpture of a bin chicken, the ibis. Some would say what should be the symbol of the city. A sculptor behind this, Kirsten Bardi. Hello, Kirsten.
Hello.
There is a lot going on here at the moment. There's a giant wombat. There's a dog that is completely freaked out.
By the giant wombat? Yeah.
In fact, so much so that the dog's been distracted by the wombat, but if it wasn't here, it would be looking at your giant creation. Congratulations. This is amazing. Just describe what you've created.
It's a very large bin chicken sculpture that I've made out of reclaimed materials, mostly plastic bags and trash bags and things like that.
It's anatomically accurate, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fairly accurate. I tried to get it as realistically proportioned as possible.
Yeah, okay. So lots of black garbage bags for the head and duct tape. And what's at the back of the neck there?
That's actually an old bicycle tyre that I used to make the neck wrinkles.
Yes! Don't mind that giant wombat in the background. Yeah, the neck wrinkles are incredibly accurate. You've got the white body, which, as you said, has used loads of what looks like retail bags, the two main supermarkets in there, primarily. And then the tail with even the little feathers. Again, you've gone back to sort of the black garbage bags to create. Can we go over to it?
Yeah, sure.
Are you, since you're the sculptor, are you allowed to touch it? Just ruffle those feathers. Oh, my goodness.
It was raining heaps yesterday, so it's a bit wet, but I think because it's plastic, it should be fine.
Yeah.
Out in the rain.
How many plastic bags have you used to create this?
Oh, I wouldn't even know, hundreds, I think. I just put a call out for all my friends on Facebook, anyone that has a lot of those reusable supermarket bags. And yeah, I just got heaps and heaps.
How did you make the legs?
So the underneath everything, there's a big steel frame that I welded together. So, yeah, the legs are steel frame and then wrapped in more garbage plastic.
Wow. Okay, come here out of the sun a little bit before we melt. Fortunately, that poor dog has chilled out in the foreground a little bit now. He's found himself a stick just in front of your giant ibis sculpture. I just got to deviate to check on the dog, Kirsten. Back in a second. Hello, I'm just recording an interview for ABC Radio Brisbane, but I was noticing your poor dog who was slightly freaked out by the giant wombat and maybe the big ibis.
What's a wombat?
Yeah. What's your dog's name?
Her name is Happy.
Happy. What sort of dog is she?
She's a cross between a Boston Terrier, a mini bulldog, and a Staffy.
She is adorable, and she's much happier now.
She is much happier now. She was a bit concerned. She was intrigued. She started to warm up a bit.
Yeah, she's happy now. Look, the school kids have come in. What do you think of the big ibis sculpture?
Terrific sculpture. She's done a great job.
Yes. This is the creator, Kirsten.
She's done a great job, Kirsten.
Amazing. Yeah. I mean, it's such a sort of, because big pieces of public art, thank you, Happy's mum, by the way, big pieces of public art, how is it for you to stand here now? There's a couple of dozen high school students who've just come out of some kind of science lecture. How do you feel when you see the public taking in your art?
Well, I'm actually really happy because I actually started making this bin chicken for last year's World Science Festival, but just a few weeks before it was cancelled because of the pandemic. So I've had him half finished in my garage for a year now, so I'm actually getting him out and being seen is, it's actually really great.
What are the proportions? Like, how tall, how wide, how long, how much does he weigh?
I think he's about 2 metres long, about same high.
He doesn't I reckon he's higher than 2 meters. He's 3 meters at least.
Yeah, 3 meters. Yeah.
And is he heavy?
He's not too heavy because he's hollow on the inside. He's just got lots of bags on the outside.
Yes. Okay. Does he have a name?
Well, so there's been a few suggestions for names. One lady I was talking to yesterday said maybe Polly, because like plastic is made of polymers. So that was a good one. And then I heard someone say Binny McChicken Face, which I thought was kind of funny. But yeah, so I don't know what the what his name is yet. Who knows? By the end of the World Science Festival, you might. Because of course, he's much more than a piece of art. What's the message behind this big bird?
Okay, so yeah, one of the themes for this year's World Science Festival Brisbane is adaptation. So the idea behind him was that ibises kind of get a bad rap because they're always like scrounging through trash and people think they're a bit ugly sometimes, but they've just had to adapt, and that's just how they live now, because they used to live around here in the wetlands and eat natural foods and everything, but it just so happens that their pointy beaks are really suited to digging in trash bins and getting trash that way.
They're a bin chicken by necessity because we've encroached on their environment.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so obviously this whole South Bank area is developed into an urban spot, and that's just where they live, is around here.
Well, he's quite spectacular in the sun that's finally come out today. Those feathers are drying, the plastic bags on display. Where's he going to go after the World Science Festival?
Yeah, so I'm looking for... I think it would be good to put him somewhere else after this. So I'm looking for more spots. He's going to come out again in September for Swell Sculpture Festival at the Gold Coast. So, but hopefully I can find somewhere else to put him in the meantime.
I love the idea that Polly, the bin chicken, might get a trip to the coast at some point. He deserves it. He's spectacular. Congratulations, Kirsten.
Thanks very much.